Today we have Intimate Strangers, 완벽한 타인, for Wednesday K-movie. This movie came out in 2018. This is comedy drama film directed by Lee Jae-kyu, who's also the creator of 지금 우리 학교는. This film was written by Pe Se-young. Actually, I was kind of surprised to see her name on the credit because she used to be a writer for SNL, Saturday Night Live here. I think this is her first film project. This film features an ensemble cast that includes Yoo Hae-jin, Cho Jin-woong, Lee Seo-jin, Yeom Jung-ha, and Yoon Kyung-ho. This is a remake of 2016 Italian film directed by Paolo Genovese, Perfect Strangers. And this is one of several remakes of this film. Before I talk about Korean version, let me share the story of the original Italian film. See if there is any interesting transformation. On the evening of a total eclipse of the moon, seven close friends gather for a dinner party. Early in the meal, one of the friends, a relationship therapist named Eva, says that she's convinced that many couples would separate if they saw the messages on each other's phones. I completely agree with this. As the friends debate this issue, they agree, some of them reluctantly, to play a game. They will each place their phone on the table, and they will share their messages and calls with the rest of the group. At first, the game seems harmless. No one has anything to hide. Gradually, the calls and messages become more compromising. They reveal that one married woman is having an affair, and that a man who has been pretending to have an absent girlfriend is not who he seems. As the calls continue, the lies and secrets become increasingly intense. Almost no one at the table is spared. By the end of the night, the group's friendships, marriages, and romances have been shattered. As the guests leave the apartment, they behave as if nothing has taken place. Each of their relationships is exactly as it was at the start of the evening. This game actually never happened. The whole film has been hypothetical. In the Korean version, the story kicks off with seven longtime friends gathered together over a meal, which is exactly the same with the original. After a long introduction to each character, their surface-level personalities, and a flashback to when the four men in the story watched the lunar eclipse 34 years ago, then the movie begins at the housewarming party of plastic surgeon Seok-ho, played by Cho Jin-woong, and his wife, psychiatrist Ye-jin, played by Kim Ji-soo. Seok-ho and Ye-jin is having a housewarming party, and they're firstly joined by the couple, consisting of the socially conservative Tae-soo, played by Yoo Hae-jin, and his wife, Su-hyun, played by Yeom Jung-ha, before the arrival of the former playboy Jun-mo, played by Lee Seo-jin, and his much younger wife, Se-kyung. The gathering begins normal, consisting of banters and gossips, but joined in time by Young-bae, played by Yoon Kyung-ho, who disappoints the crowd in turning up without his new girlfriend. The excuse cited as an illness. The longtime friends are now fully reunited, ready to savor another lunar eclipse together. In the meantime, just like in the original movie, Ye-jin suggests that they all play a game. Everyone puts their mobile phones on the table and each call is answered on speaker. Every alarm, email, and text is read out loud. Yet, despite their confidence that nothing is prohibited from their significant others, the group's friends are reluctant to participate. However, there's an agreement made amongst the parties to game the game darts. As the game progresses throughout the night, the cast find themselves in an unpredictable state, as their secrets are spilled and their true selves are being forcefully revealed. From here, there are revelations of adultery, coming out, and false allegations, all the while undertones of tension are omnipresent. In a sense, this movie made us realize how much of a role a smartphone plays in our everyday life, you know? It controls and affects our emotions and relationships, and most importantly, it holds many of our deepest and darkest secrets, you know, when you think about your own phone and the records. Watching this movie brought me on a roller coaster ride of emotions. You know, one minute I was laughing at the jokes in the film, the next minute I would be feeling sad. This movie is the perfect marriage between comedy and drama. The film quickly hits up, both in terms of fun and drama. This is largely due to quality acting from most of the cast, especially Yoo Hae-jin. He's really good at pulling off the funny and the serious, and he does both here in the movie. And his fight with Youngbae is easily the funniest scene. His chemistry with Yeom Jong-ah brings out the tension between the couple, while also showing that they still care about each other. Also, it is actress Kim Ji-soo who's important in chipping away the finish that coats this supposedly perfect group of people. She manages to portray someone who, despite leading a seemingly enviable life, is on the edge. I truly hope you could check out this film. This is a film that's full with dialogues, but it's never boring. Enjoy super performances of actors. 2019, July 15th. This film, 완벽한 타인, was included in the Guinness World Records as it became the most remade film in cinema history. There are a total of 18 versions of this film. There's a lot of remakes, you know. They mostly use the original titles, Perfect Strangers, but there are some interesting titles. I have them here. In Turkey, it was released as Stranger in My Pocket. And in France, it was Nothing to Hide, which is kind of paradoxical. In China, I love this one, Kill My Mobile. And in Vietnam, it kind of sounds like a horror movie. It was Blood Moon Party. And in Iceland, it was Wild Game. This is interesting.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City.
88.1 in Seogwipo City.
101.9 in the Taejong area.
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in. Arirang Radio.